You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, Richard from Overton, Nevada writes, Doctor, how do you prevent long-term post-traumatic stress disorder? What should they be doing with the survivors of the Theater 9 shooting? You're seeing, in the wake of this horrible tragedy, many issues come up on our mental health system and how lacking it is and how we're not going to be able to help the survivors of what happened in rural Colorado and how lacking our mental health care system is and that we weren't able to screen somebody like James Holmes and, pluck him out of society before he could do something so drastic. We're going to kind of talk about that. But, you know, how do you prevent post-traumatic stress disorder? I mean, first and foremost, avoid, you know, the trauma. I don't see how anybody who survived that isn't going to still be shaken up or have some sort of anxiety, insomnia, fear of movie theaters, fear of people in masks, fear of smoke or tear gas. I mean, this is extremely traumatizing. Look at your pets. You know, something spooks your pet. Most likely they're spooked by it. For a long time thereafter. That is your body's defense mechanism. All right. If your body incurred some major trauma, as a defense mechanism, your mind isn't going to want you to re-enter that, be involved in that position again. Like, for example, car accidents. You know, when I was in multiple car accidents, when I moved to L.A., I had been away from L.A. for so long and never learned how to drive in L.A. that when I moved to L.A., I was in multiple car accidents when I was trying to go to school at UCLA. I didn't want to get back into a car. I had like 3 car accidents in 4 months. And my husband was like, but you got to drive. I mean, you got to get to school. I'm like, I'll take the bus, but I am not getting back in a car. There is no way. No way. I'll pass. And, of course, you know, we had to do desensitization therapy, and I was back in the car within a day. But I was really scared about driving on those freeways. You know, I mean, it's dangerous. And, that was my body's way of trying to prevent, me from getting into another accident. Also, I probably needed a couple, you know, driving courses. But I got to tell you, those California highways, I'm still nervous, even me now in my 40s driving. Unfortunately, with people who, you know, sustain a rape or molestation or, a robbery or a shooting such as this, sometimes they can never recover. You need to institute therapy right away. And not just pills. I know a lot of times we'll go to the medications and sometimes you have to. I mean, if these people are shaking and crying and are in a complete spiral because they just saw their friend shot or they saw children being killed and they escape with their lives. Yes, we're probably going to give them some anxiolytics. We're probably going to calm them down with some Valium, some Xanax, et cetera, maybe some antidepressants, to help them cope. But that's not good enough. You really need, some long-term therapy, whether it be psychotherapy, whether it be cognitive therapy, exposure therapy, many different types of therapies, behavioral therapy. What these counselors should do if we have enough of them is to, you know, have these people not suppress it and, you know, repress what happened. They need to talk about it. Talk about why they were scared, why they were fearful. Do they feel empowered? What they think they would do, you know, next time around? Do they feel, they need to talk about their feelings. How do they feel about death? How do they feel about the people that got shot? They need to. And they're going to cry more, and it's going to hurt more. But sometimes you need to cut to heal. You know, like we see with, ulcers and decubitus ulcers and dead tissue. Sometimes you got to cut out that dead tissue in order for new tissue to heal. You know, when they do these psychotherapy sessions or these cognitive therapy sessions, they're going to have to work through it. They may not be ready day one. They may not be ready day three, but they need to. And then probably the therapy later on would include, you know, bringing them back into a theater, you know, bringing them around masked people. I mean, this is frightening. We know AMC theaters, since this happened, said, all right, nobody's coming to the theater in a mask, in a cape, none of that. You can see Batman, that's fine, but nobody's dressing up. And for those of you that you know, haven't heard how it happened, it was extremely frightening. This James Holmes, 24-year-old PhD student who was currently dropping out of the University of Colorado, known as an honor roll student, never really having a run-in with the law except for an occasional traffic violation, complete sicko as far as I'm concerned, and we're going to talk about that. I don't think the death penalty is good enough. I'd love to hear from you. You know, what should be done with people like this? You know, Jared Loughner, this James Holmes, you know, they get to probably get thrown into mental institutions with pretty grass and nurses feeding them and, I don't know, getting to play checkers. And no. He better not plead insanity on this one. If he is, he's too insane to be living in this society, and he shouldn't be here. I think the death penalty is too soft. All I have to do is go to sleep. No. It better be worse than that. So I want to ask you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, what should be done to this guy? I tell you. And I know I'm a doctor. I'm not supposed to be talking about, you know, ways people should die. But, you know, why would he do this? Everyone's like, well, what was his motive? First, the guy was a loon, so he wouldn't have a logical motive to begin with, right? But, you know, number two, maybe some of these people, I mean, look at his mugshot. Look how smug he is. Just like Jared Loughner, who did the massacre in Tempe where Congresswoman Giffords was shot and multiple people were killed. They look smug. It's almost like they want to go down in history as being a villain. And they probably think the worst thing that's going to happen to them is the lethal injection, and they get to go to sleep, and it's over. Maybe it shouldn't happen that way. Maybe they should be having a life of miserable pain. I mean, we were trying to figure out what we could do. Rip out nose hairs on a daily basis. I'm trying to think. No sodomy. That's not nice. That's not good enough. I just think lethal injection. Too soft. One state does firing squad, but I still don't think that's not enough because they get killed instantly. Somebody like this, people need to know they have to pay. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, I have learned that the greatest roadblock to health is a compromised ability to detoxify. If your body fails to detoxify enough, you suffer from infections, diseases of all kinds, and die young. Detoxification involves a properly working liver and sufficient production of glutathione. Glutathione represents 60% of one of your liver detox systems. There are many products on the market that try to raise glutathione or detoxify the body. The most sophisticated ones cost $300 out the door and $1,200 or more over 6 months. We believe there's a quicker and more effective way to achieve detoxification. It is One World Way. One World Way is the most undamaged, unrefined, life-giving whey protein powder on the market we have found. Taking One World Way will feed your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair, and detoxify. To help you feel great again, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Please also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. And Android users, we have a free Dr. Dahlia app. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Click on the icon and you'll be able to download the Dr. Dahlia app for your Droid phone or any other phones that Android phones market. Unfortunately, I have an iPhone, so I don't know all the Android-type phones. I need to learn, but an iPhone app should be coming out soon. But right now it's only for Android. So let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Yes, you were just talking about the shootings in Colorado. And do you think on a psychological level it would stop these people from doing these shootings if you, as a law, we legally changed their name to dumbass and just gave them a number?
Yes. No more. No. We need to do a heck of a lot more. I, you know, Everybody's asking, why would he do something like this? Why would he calculate? Why would he, you know, booby trap his apartment so that he could kill multiple, so he could kill multiple police officers? By the way, it sounds like they were able to find the tripwire and disarm that. This guy's a sicko. But you know, when you try to profile these people, this is what we were talking about on the show yesterday. Very difficult. I mean, he's not a criminal. Doesn't appear to have done anything sadistic prior in his life. He was a student in San Diego. He was a student at the University of Colorado. From what we understand, you know, he was kind of an honor roll student, antisocial, quiet, loved Guitar Hero, played a lot of video games. How many young men, 24-year-old men, like to sit on the computer? I mean, most of us do, women too. You know, everything's now all about computers and social media and Facebook and World of Warcraft and Old Republic and Battleship 5 or whatever they call them, Babylon 5. That's Jerry Doll show. I love Jerry Doll. There's so many, so many things that preoccupy people in their house, you know, trying to screen out who the antisocial people could be. I mean, I'm saying right now, I think, you know, the majority of people are turning antisocial. You know, we were talking about yesterday how, you know, sometimes people find their friends to be absolute idiots and sometimes they're right, you know, drinking, getting high, doing stupid things, and maybe they prefer to be alone. You know, would all antisocial type behavior people do something like this? Absolutely not. This guy, we don't know what motivated him. They say there was an old comic strip back in the 80s. A Batman comic strip where somebody was listening to Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven backwards, trying to find a message to Satan. This was in the comic strip, a Batman comic strip, decides to go and shoot up a movie theater, killing three people. It was a pornographic movie about Satan. And, they think if this guy was such a fanatic with Batman, dressing up like the Joker and putting on a mask like Bane and, dressing up in all the gear and the garb, maybe he was inspired by this comic strip from the 80s. You know, we don't know what motivated him, but what we do know is this guy is kooky. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got John on the line. Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I never had the chicken pox before. I'm 40.
Okay,
and my grandmother ended up having shingles. I didn't know what it was until she went to the doctor. Now, can I be exposed to the shingles virus?
Absolutely.
I mean, not the shingles, to the chickenpox virus.
Through her shingles, absolutely. But I'm going to tell you something, John. This is what I would recommend you do. I'd recommend you get a blood test to check for your varicella titers or your chickenpox titers. And I tell you why. I can't tell you how many adults come to me worried because their wife has shingles or a loved one has shingles. They've never had chickenpox, so they're afraid they're going to get adult chickenpox, which is pretty scary. And they actually were exposed to chickenpox. They just never came down with the illness. Now, the reason why I tell you to do that is if you have antibodies to the chickenpox, which is probably why you never came down with it, you might have had something mild and you never broke out, then you're going to be immune and you don't have to worry when somebody has shingles, because shingles is the adult form of chickenpox. However, if you have no titers and no antibodies, I would tell you to go and get vaccinated.
Okay, what did you call the blood work?
They're called varicella, like V-A-R-I-C-E-L-L-A. So I would get varicella titers, or just ask your doctor for the chickenpox titers. It's a blood test, and it'll tell you if you have enough IgG or immunity to varicella, which I'm finding seems to be the case, which is why so many people said, Dahlia, for 40 years I've never had the chickenpox. I've never been exposed. Well, you were exposed. You just never came down with it. You see?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And what's the dormant? Is that the right word? How long does the virus stay dormant in you?
Lifelong. Yeah.
If I was exposed to it, let's say 8 days ago, is it
Oh, you would have probably already reacted. You would have probably, within a week, already started to have the vesicles. They usually start on the chest, and then they go down the abdomen and the legs, et cetera. You'd get a fever. Unfortunately, you know, the older you are, chickenpox becomes much more severe. But, you know, if it's been 8 days, now, and the other thing, too, is maybe you weren't completely exposed. I mean, as long as you aren't touching, you know, we tell all shingles patients to cover up the lesions. They're not going to give it to you by breathing on you. So, you know, if her lesions were covered up, then, you know, there's a good chance you weren't exposed, as long as you weren't, you know, picking at them and examining them and, you know, which would be kind of disgusting,
okay,
John.
Great.
Yeah. All right, John. So good luck with that. But definitely get your titers checked because there's a chance you may already be immune. If not, get vaccinated. Okay?
Chickenpox titers. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Good luck with that, John. All right, we are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that don't like the letters, there's 1-877-362-3254. So we're going to be switching gears in a few minutes, but just to kind of close on this horrible tragedy, and our hearts and prayers are with all the victims and families and friends of those who were killed in Aurora, Colorado, watching the Batman premiere. I don't think you could pick these people out of a lineup, pick these people out and know that they would do something like this. I mean, when you have somebody like this, James Nichols, 24 years old, who's a quiet PhD student in neuroscience. I mean, you know, somebody that goes into the neurosciences is pretty smart, pretty cerebral. He's not going to be hanging out with the people like me in the back of the class, giggling and joking, you know, going to the wall up in Reno like we used to, right, and hang out. No, he's going to, you know, look at us and shut up, be antisocial and, you know, hit the books. I mean, neuroscience is a tough topic. True, he was dropping out, but you know, you're gonna see you know, multiple sources now in the media try to identify what he's like, and I'm a little worried that a lot of antisocial people are now going to be looked at as, you know, future assassins, and that's not the case. You're also going to see multiple stories coming out discussing how our mental health system is very taxed, and how there may not be enough people to deal with. I mean, we already know that in the military, there's not enough mental health services for our, you know, veterans coming back, you know, with post-traumatic stress disorder and, you know, coming back from, you know, seeing their friends blown up and their comrades and, you know, undergoing amputations, et cetera. We don't have enough people. Is it money? Yeah. I think a big part of it. I don't think the psychiatric profession and the psychology profession attracts enough people. Many insurance companies don't pay. I've known so many people that wanted to get a degree in psychology, but they really can't find work. It's almost impossible to just open up a practice and hope people come to you. You know, I mean, and, you know, usually you spend a good hour with each patient. How much can you charge? If insurance companies don't add you to the list, how much can you charge? So many people that want to go into this field, they can't afford to go into this field. They won't get paid. Patients can't pay them. And insurance companies don't pay. Not enough to cover an hour. I mean, you know, if you're seeing 6-7 people a day, and insurance companies may only pay you maybe, you know, $30-$40, and you have to have an office, you have to have a staff, plus your liability, that it's not going to cut it. Now, we have a huge problem with psychiatric services and psychological services. You know, and, you know, what we were discussing yesterday, how to go back, you know, should we screen everybody? Should we screen everybody for, you know, mental health disease and you know, would-be assassins? I don't know how. And where would you do it? You know, this age group, these people in their 20s, a 24-year-old man usually doesn't go to the doctor. Maybe he gets a sore throat. But usually men only go to the doctor when their wives make them, when they're in their 30s and 40s. You know, you really don't see the average 20-some-year-old male unless he has an STD. Girls, they'll go for their pap smears and birth control, but not all of them. So who screens these people? You know, they just, you know, melt into society and they navigate through society. Then they sit and plan in their apartment and then they buy 6,000 rounds of ammunition online. Then they go and buy Glocks and semi-automatic weapons. And then they decide to open fire after throwing tear gas into a studio. These people, I mean, there's some real sick people out there. Don't go away. I see your calls coming. Stay on the line. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Lacey on the line. Hey, Lacey, how you doing?
Oh, my name is Gracie.
Oh, hi, Gracie. Sorry, sweetie. Yeah, how you doing,
no
honey?
No problem. I'm doing fine. Well, I want to tell you, I spent the night, which I usually do, watching all the news stations, right? On TV, I fast forward them, mm-hmm. right? And all I see is this man's picture on TV. Ugh. And it's really aggravating me. I woke up this morning, and I'm ready to get the TV and throw it in the garbage, mm-hmm. right? because they are making a celebrity out of this man. You put him on TV with this stupid smile on his face, and he's on every channel like that. And I was thinking the next time I would like to see this man on TV, maybe he should be in an electric chair, and we could show the whole world what you do to people, what we should do to people who do this. Now, the man is not crazy. If you're smart enough to do what you did with your house and buying all that stuff, you're not crazy. Yeah. You are evil.
Exactly, exactly. This is somebody that's why if they try to pull what they did with Jared Loughner, an insanity plea, that's still no excuse. And that doesn't mean he, you know, as far as I'm concerned, still gets to live. I mean, then we have an insane person, if that's what they want to say it, quote unquote, that, kills people. And, you know, is, that's sadistic. And, no, I agree with you 100%. I think they are glorifying these villains that we have, and it sounds like he, with his smug picture, he wanted to be found. It didn't even sound like he was trying to escape. It's like he wanted to be found. He wants to go down in history as the man that, you know, massacred a bunch of people in cold blood in a movie theater. And I think, you know, to thwart any future assassins from wanting to do this and become heroes, they have to know when they get caught, it's not going to be as easy as a lethal injection. It is going to be one of the cruelest deaths we could possibly think of that we could legally do. And yeah, publicize it. They want publicity? Absolutely. Why don't you throw that up there on the screens? I agree with you, Gracie.
Okay, thank you, because you made my day, because I am like a crazy woman over here, right? And that's the thing, I don't kill bugs. Bugs don't bother me. I throw them out of the house, right? I see no reason we have to kill anything in this world, right? But when somebody hurts a child,
right,
and somebody does what this man did, right, they don't deserve to be on this earth.
No.
And I will be, I'm an old lady, I'll be there before all of you. I will tell God that I take responsibility for everybody.
Gracie.
Because I'm the one that started it.
Gracie, you're such a sweet, how old are you? Gracie, how old are you?
I'm 73.
Oh, God bless you, sweetheart. Oh, I love your spunk.
No, I really am aggravated with this because we make these people heroes.
That's right.
And there's no reason for this. We have to stop this nonsense. You rape a child, we cut your balls. Well, my thing was, and I think I'm going to have to run for Congress, is you hang him in the middle of town from his balls, and you'll see the next guy you'll think twice.
Oh, Gracie, God bless you, honey. All right, I got to let you go before we get an FCC fine. But, Gracie, you're right. All right, God bless you, sweetheart. Oh, my gosh.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. You have a great day, honey. Oh, yeah, no, I agree. You know, John Hinckley Jr., you know, shoots the president, you know, Ronald Reagan. He gets 30 years in an insane asylum, I believe, has the probability of parole. And what does he do when he gets to take outside jaunts? He goes to the library, looks up books of assassins, and he's probably trying to find pictures of himself. You know, he probably thinks he's a hero. I'm like, I'm going to see if I'm here and glorified. I agree. I mean, we're giving him exactly what he wanted. And other sickos out there that are planning the same thing going, well, I'm going to come up with a better, attack than he did. And then I'm going to be on the news for 3 weeks. You know, oh, and if you plan it on a Friday, then you get all weekend coverage. Cause you know, a lot of news happens on the weekend. So I'll get first front billing the whole, you don't know what makes these people tick. And you can't use logic to figure it out because these people weren't using logic. But yeah, he has some level of competency for him to be able to buy the ammunition, buy the guns, plan this out. This isn't an incompetent individual and should not be deemed incompetent to stand trial. I think he's sick. I think he has no place in this society, and I don't see how he could reform and how you could trust him. I mean, they know how to, you know, when we're talking about screening, an individual like this is very smart, crafty, you know, calculates his moves. You try to screen a person like this, he'll know how to get out of the screen. Well, sir, are you planning on shooting anybody in the near future? No. Well, then that's good. Okay, next. You know, I'm just, as you can see, I'm speechless, you know, to see some, and it's scary because we were talking about yesterday, how do you protect yourself in a situation like this? One of my listeners was like, what do? Do you duck down? He was shooting people as they were trying to exit. I don't know. You know, you're hearing cases from survivors where they, you know, one tried to play dead, but that didn't work because people were trampling all over him. If you ran towards the exit, Mr. Nichols was shooting at you. So if you try to duck down, you're getting trampled by other people. You don't know if he's going to start walking up the aisles shooting people. Now there was this one case I saw in Daily Mail. This kind of confused me. There was a gentleman, the title of the article is he lost his child, while trying to escape. And the mother of the infant, their fiancé, their engaged, grabbed the baby, grabbed her daughter. She was shot in the leg and was able to make it out. But when she got out, she had to call him because he had already driven away. Now, so you see, you know, some cases of human nature of, you know, what happened. I guess, you know, he left without his baby, fiance, daughter, and actually drove off. I mean, didn't even stand outside hoping they'd come out. I guess he drove off, but she had to call him on a cell phone saying, we made it out. Can you come back and pick us up? But then you saw other acts of heroism where people were pulling each other out. People were carrying each other out. People were trying to take care of each other's wounds, even though they didn't know if he was going to come out of the theater and start shooting. So you can't judge human nature. You can't predict. Many of us, we think we know what we would do. You know, I've had listeners email me saying, I have a CCW. I could still carry. I would have stood up and I would have shot him. I think a lot of us feel that way, that carry. I think a lot of us feel that way. But stop for a second here. Remember, James Nichols threw tear gas in. Okay, I don't know if you've ever been hit with tear gas, but from what I understand, it makes you tear. You can't breathe. You can't look. You want to escape. You want to run. So if you can't see him, whether because he's, you know, hidden in the smoke or because you can't open your eyes, you know, you can't reimagine the situation thinking you could just stand up and take him out. I don't think it was that easy. You know, people are asking, wasn't anybody carrying in the theater at the time? Maybe. But again, if you don't have control over the situation, you don't think you have a clear shot, and you have people running all over the place, it might have not been as easy as people think to do. And yeah, people got the heck out of there. They fled. So when we come back from break, we're going to, you know, switch gears and just, you know, give you some of the medical headlines that happened this week. But, you know, we're going to see a lot more on this. And unfortunately, we're going to see his ugly mug, just like we saw Jared Loeffner's. And I'd say he can't even eat when I look at these people. They're definitely going to want to look into how somebody could buy 6,000 rounds of ammunition online. And all his weapons. From what I understand, he passed his FBI checks. And people are going to also wonder how you screen, how you can identify people like this. You know, what warning signs are there? And unfortunately, with computers, we have a more of a recluse and antisocial generation growing. Yeah. Even the Army's kind of worried that a lot of our youth are overweight and playing video games so much that we won't have enough recruits by the time they're 18, because they're obese and antisocial. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
All right, we are back. For those of you that don't get to listen to the Dr. Dolly Show throughout the week, I know Vegas has expanded it to 2 hours a night, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., but I do 3 hours a day, every day, Monday through Friday, I take Sundays off. And I know, the crew at GCN, they're wonderful, but they're like, phew, it's enough. It's enough, Dr. Dahlia, too much. But for those of you that just can't get enough of the Dr. Dahlia Show and you have an Android phone, there's a free app. You can download the Dr. Dahlia app. Very easy to do on your Android phone. If you can't find how to download it, go to my website. There's an icon, very easy. And you download the Dr. Dahlia Show. You can listen to it anytime when you drive, when you go to the bathroom. I don't know, whatever. Whatever, you know, you like to do. I don't know why I said go to the bathroom. The break was too short. I forgot to go. And I'm like, oh, man, I got another 12 minutes before I go to the bathroom. All right, but anyway, yeah, and yes, I'll probably listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show app. Now I have an iPhone. We are working on the iPhone app. All right, we are going to hit some medical headlines here. Of course, you can call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And please follow me on Twitter as well so I can give you up-to-date updates. I am going to be taking a wilderness medicine class in the next week. A lot of cool stuff, so I'm probably going to want to kind of keep you guys updated on, you know, what to do when you're out in the wilderness, you know, and you could, you know, do some MacGyver medicine. I love that stuff. All right, what's going on with this whole poly pill? You guys heard about this poly pill? I don't like talking about poly pills on air because my microphone gets all wet when you go poly pill. Anyway, this poly pill, researchers are thinking, why don't we give everybody who's over 50 years old a pill that has three blood pressure medications and a cholesterol medication? Make it a it's oral. Yeah, I don't think it's a suppository. I think it's oral. The sucker would be big. The blood pressure medicines are amlodipine, which you, is the generic name for Norvasc, okay, calcium channel blocker. Losartan, which is generic for Cozar. Water pill, hydrochlorothiazide. And then the cholesterol medication is simvastatin, which many of you have taken in the form of Zocor. It would have half doses of these, all in one pill. And they found that if they gave it to people over 50 without having any issues, they... Because I thought originally this was for people who had, you know, cardiac risk factors. But they're thinking, and the study was published in a journal called Plus One, and Nicholas Wald, director of the Wolfson Institute of Preventative Medicine at the University of London, and colleagues conducted the study. So that would be Wa'apimela. And he said with these medications at half doses, they were able to decrease blood pressure by 12%, systolic, diastolic by 11%, LDL by 39%. Those are pretty phenomenal results. Taking a healthy person and lowering their blood pressure and lowering their cholesterol. Now, I know a lot of us are thinking, okay, well, what about side effects? Well, there are side effects with the medications. You know, the amlodipine could cause leg swelling. The hydrochlorothiazide could cause loss of potassium, changes in your calcium. The Losartan is an angiotensin receptor blocker, one of my favorite classes of medications. But still, you need to be careful if you have any kidney issues or if you're taking medications like anti-inflammatories. And then your simvastatin, which is a statin, could affect the liver, could affect your muscle, because your muscle and your liver creates cholesterol, and these block the production of cholesterol. So, yeah, there can be side effects with this. But, you know, researchers want to find the fountain of youth, shall we say, or the poly pill that you could take that'll just handle everything. And they think if you could get a person when they're 50 and treat them preventatively, we could prevent heart attack, we could prevent stroke, dementia later. I mean, you know, they have a point. I don't know if I'm ready to give healthy people these medications. I like as little medication as possible that does the trick. And I think three blood pressures and a cholesterol medicine and a lot of people who think, okay, well, I'm just taking this one pill, I'm good. You need monitoring. I would probably, at the very least, monitor you every 3 to 6 months for your liver status, kidney status, potassium, salt status. I skipped one. Liver, kidney, potassium. There was something else I was going to say that I forgot. HIV status. Yeah, we should all check HIV status, but that wasn't it. So, I mean, we'll see. I don't know if something like this is going to do as well. Catawit came out years ago from Pfizer, where they combined the blood pressure medicine with the cholesterol medicine. And when I saw that, because Lipitor was one of the most commonly prescribed cholesterol medications, and Norvasc was one of the most commonly prescribed blood pressure medicines with the least side effect profile. So when that medication came out as a combo, I thought I would be writing it every day. I thought that medication would be so well accepted. And I just didn't write it. think hardly at all. And I think the reason is some people didn't need the cholesterol medicine. Some people didn't need the blood pressure medicine. Some people were doing better on Crestor or other medications. Some people were had leg swelling on the Norvasc that was a part of the Catawit, the amlodipine component. And so I found I hardly wrote a medication that I thought I would find a lot of use for. But this polypill, they would probably recommend that everybody takes. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, but for people like me with low blood pressure and low cholesterol, I don't know how that would work. And I don't know about men who have pretty active sex drives and corpus cavernosums. I don't know if they would want to take a medication that could possibly cause erectile dysfunction. So we'll see. All right, moving on. This is the Dr. Dahlia show for those of you joining us. These energy saving light bulbs again are back in the news. Now they say not only is the mercury an issue, but if you put your skin near these light bulbs, as opposed to the old-fashioned light bulbs, you could possibly get skin damage very similar to a sunburn and possibly skin cancer now. So, you know, these compact fluorescent bulbs, these CFLs that are supposed to be more energy efficient? Well, researchers at Stony Brook University in New York State discovered that healthy skin exposed to these light experienced the same kind of damage that you could see with UV radiation. So they put healthy skin next to both types of light bulbs, and they found that, you know, the skin cells weren't able to produce as much collagen and keratin, didn't have the contractile ability like it had, possibly were making free radicals, had a decrease in proliferation, just like damaged sunburned skin. Now, I don't know how many of you have these CFLs in your house. We put them outside. I think they're ugly. I think our lights are the ugliest in the neighborhood. And we didn't do it to save money. We did it because we wanted to show, yeah, you know, we like the whole green movement and, you know, we want to help protect, you know, the earth, but they're ugly and they're kind of too bright for my taste. And I get a little nervous. You know, your spidey sense kind of tells you, you may want to stay back. And you know, when these break, we talked about this yesterday. I urge you to go to my on demand site on my website so you could listen to the previous shows or download the app. But we spent time and we reviewed what to do when these things break. You know, if you have these energy saving light bulbs, you can't just, you know, pick up the glass while you're grumbling curse words, you know, throw them away. There's an actual process. One is, you know, while you see it sitting there in the room broken, you got to clear the kids. You got to clear the pets. You need to close off the room. You need to open up windows to let the room air out. You need to shut down your air conditioning. You need to shut down the heating so the mercury vapor doesn't go into the air conditioning system. Then after you think the room is aired out, after about 10, 15 minutes, you go in there, still keep the animals out and the kids out, and you don't want to vacuum this up, because that could also spread the vapor, vapors. You need to get, you know, gloves. You need to get cardboard. You need to, you know, get some sort of a plastic jar that you could seal. If not, you need a plastic bag that you could close. You need to bring it to the nearest CFL facility that recycles them. I know I found a website in Reno that said you could call Nevada Energy, there's actually a website on Nevada Energy, yet I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I put a Las Vegas zip code in. It didn't bring up any place I could take these broken bulbs to. So if that's the case, call the sanitation department. But I mean, they're not that easy. And you almost wonder if it's not, you know, worth it. All right, guys, looks like we're coming up on the end. I'm back, you know, in the next day or two. Of course, listen to the previous shows. You'll learn a lot. Don't forget to download the Droid app for free. Follow me on Twitter. But most of all, be safe and God bless. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church. Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Youngevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.